Blog Talk Radio.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll call it prayer. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered.
Strength of God, got a new song.
26.
Okay, well, we are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're sorry for the inconvenience. We know that some of you have been trying to tune in since about 7 o'clock. Please forgive us, but if you are tuning in live right now, we love you. Welcome. We have just been working on the onions, kind of taking a look at just having fun with it. Well, at least I was having fun with it, looking at the different onions that's in the room. And we've just been talking about the interpretations and using scripture. And so as you have been doing your onion exercise from last week, as this wonderful class has been doing theirs, each layer, you have to identify each layer of your onion. Identify each layer of your onion. And before you get the peeling away, you have to allow a level of truth scripturally, which means you have to have Bible verses that speak to that area of brokenness or that crack or whatever direction God wants you to go in. And this way, as you apply God's truth to your area, then you're going to begin to see the layers peel off, or you can begin peeling those layers off. And so you definitely want to turn that in and give us a good description of what your onion looks like, so that we can go ahead and look at it and be in prayer and move forward. I'm sorry, I am Dr. Isaac. Welcome to Labors for Christ Ministries. You are tuning in live. We love you. It is now, is my watch fast? It is 9:09. Wow, it's really 9:09. I talked for 2 hours straight. Good grief. Well, God is definitely good. So I'm going to turn this over into, wait, for
greetings. I do apologize for the delay, the mishap, and all of that. But I don't want you to think just because this is the last class that you're not going to get an assignment until we meet again that you can send in to me at apostlechanette@yahoo.com. So based off of your onion, I want you to note the struggles. You got to love the process. The struggles, practices, and strongholds that contribute to your onion, or the struggles, practices, and strongholds that keeps you from being able to get to the core of things. So there are some struggles, there are some practices, and there are some strongholds that prevent us from getting past the covering of our onion. Some of us have an onion because of struggle, practices, and strongholds. Those struggle, practices, and strongholds have served as a protective layer to keep us from, whether it was our own disappointment, whether it was our joy. Some people, to feel joy or to feel happy is painful. So whatever the reason was, I need us to be able to identify and list the struggles, practices, and strongholds that prevent our inner healing, that prevents our deliverance, that prevents our peace. When I say prevent those things, I mean from those things being everlasting, eternal, not momentarily, not here for a minute, not the next minute. So we have these moments of joy. We have these moments of happiness. But however, they come and go. So what are the things in our lives, identify them as struggle, practices, and strongholds that actually prevent us from having this eternal joy, this eternal peace. I believe there's a place where we need to be able to look at that and identify it. I believe the only way that we're going to get to the core of the situation is to be able to deal with the struggles, practices, and strongholds that make emotional healing difficult. So there's something that make emotional healing difficult. What are they, and how do you deal with them? Not just what are they and how do you deal with them, but what do you have in place to prevent it from ever happening again? So there are some preventive measures that we need to be able to put in place. So I know that we didn't finish. We're probably only on year 5, maybe 6. We stopped at I thirst. However, even as you review the previous years, there are some times where you didn't thirst. There are some times where you were just dry and you didn't have enough faith to thirst. You didn't have enough strength to thirst. And so I definitely encourage us, what you know, to identify what are the things in our life that serve as roadblocks or stumbling blocks that keep us from being emotionally, spiritually healthy. Somebody may say, I never said I wasn't emotionally, spiritually healthy. But most Christians aren't emotionally, spiritually healthy, or our society would look so very, very different. Last question for this session, at least as it relates today, because you're going to be able to pick up these sessions by just tuning in to Blog Talk. So you'll get an email, you'll be able to listen to them and still do the homework. But in a conversation that we were having with someone, they said the world would look different if we could identify the difference between a Christian and a disciple. So I want to encourage you to identify the difference and a disciple, so that you know what capacity you're serving in as you minister to other people. I appreciate your time because it is 9:15, and you all, I definitely appreciate your time. I believe you're going to have fun with these things. I definitely know you're going to have fun with the Christian versus disciple as you begin to look at one are you, which one do you serve in, and when you're ministering on for the Lord, and how are you ministering, from the capacity of a Christian or from the capacity of a disciple? I appreciate everybody. Please turn in your homework. I believe your certificates are coming via. Okay, no problem. I get the picture. I see everybody giving me the evil eye look. So, no. Turn in your homework. No, but you don't get to give me the evil eye. You don't get to give me the evil eye. The deadline to turn in your homework is today. You mean you guys need an extension? I mean, I said that last week. Didn't I say that last week, Pastor? Yes, please. Your own integrity. Can everybody have their homework in by August? By August 15th, I believe that's the date. Well, let me help you. You have till Saturday, August 15th. Thank you for agreeing. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If you have anything to do with laborers, I need you to stay. Said I haven't taken up a whole bunch of your time, but I definitely need quite a bit more time. So I guess technically, why are you packing up yoga? Does that mean you're not staying? You can say no. It's okay. No, it's about Saturday. You don't have
to. All right,
Okay.
Oh, it's 2:30. Okay. What incident was a browser? So I had to download a new browser. That's the same thing I said. I said I'm sure I should know this answer, but I don't. So whether you have Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, Safari, somebody else. No, because I had quite a few people doing that. Yeah, see, I would have went for that if it was just mine who trying to log on, you know. So, but you know what? Whatever. just don't get it and go. All right, so if I can have you guys' attention on a whole bunch of different levels, multiple levels. You leaving 2.5. I'm okay, no problem. Sure. No, because I do have a general announcement. I'll make that announcement first. But no, because I am glad everybody is here. I have a few things to go over. I am sure, well, for those of you who don't know, Elder Monique lost her mother. Oh. Elder Monique lost her mother. And so, do you have Momo's number? Okay, Elder Monique. Just can you tell us, I don't know, or Elder Charmaine. So Elder Monique lost her mother. Those homeschooling services are this weekend as well. And that's going to come out in an email. I think everybody also knows here, Handy Williams made her transition this past weekend. And so we are needing to do homeschooling services and celebrations for her. So one of the reasons that I asked everybody, and wish her happy birthday. One of the reasons I ask everybody to stay is because Sister Cynthia told me
tell me the time. They keep me out of work.
Apostle Jim Scatcher message. Please never leave her another message on Facebook. No. But you're trying to get the homegoing celebration services for Elder Monique's mom, and you need a working number for Elder Monique's mom.
Sister Charmaine. All right, let me just get some advice.
Here is about the same time. The sister leadership time.
is on 21st.
Yes, I actually do have the date for that. Hey, Brian, did you come on the phone? You didn't hang up on the phone yet. Oh.
Oh, let me know.
I'm pretty good at Brian.
She didn't pick up 5 minutes of that.
No, I mean,
no, oh.
Oh, I forgot Pastor Sage. Oh, Pastor Sage, this is not five. Pastor Sage, Pastor Sage, I'm April 6th on the 8th. That's my parents.
Me.
I'm trying to get more than one. So you can go down to all these ones. That's what it is. I would like somebody to have a test.
anything will possible. 7 minutes.
What was the time for other Monique? Oh, we don't know.
So I know the name. And so her mother's name is White.
Probably called you her mom. I thought that's the first one I had. Just so don't worry.
But, okay, so this is your next hand?
No. Her mother.
Yeah, I didn't get all
the numbers. I'm right. This should have, so.
Husband's name?
Lauren.
And what's the number for Lauren?
I'm not surprised. Yes.
Just remember for Laura.
I do.
You want to come and stick it?
Yes, I'm not going to say something.
No, I thought she was going to 58.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about like, that's cool. Keep asking the time, dude. Thank you for letting me.
Actually,
good. Thank you for letting me call you so late. I know that you heard on Sunday that Cynthia Campbell Williams made her presence of the Lord. And I am just trying to make you all of you. So I just know on South Bay here.
Number